Yo.
All right, we got some technical difficulties, dude.
Sound like the technical difficulties are done. It sounds like somebody's at work. I don't know what that was about. Okay, so Threaded, episode 2. Big Wes, we got Swanky.
What up?
All right, we got Brosif.
Yeah.
Yeah, TT is with you, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, and we got Kiki.
Yep.
I don't know what happened to Jaya. I dialed her in. She didn't answer. I don't know. So I'm not going to keep hanging up and going back to it. Swanky, you got your guests with you too?
Hold on. I'm actually about to go let him in. Hold on.
All right. So she has another guest too. I don't know what he's going with. But again, this is Threaded episode 2. We recorded one yesterday. There is no specific structure or schedule for Threaded. As of right now, we will come up with one, but as of right now, there isn't one. But I'm going to get them, you know, up there as often as I can, as long as I can get the groups of people together. This was a late decision. We had the fellas were. We had planned it anyway, but as far as this topic goes, which is double standards, as far as the topic goes, we felt like we needed to have a female perspective, which is why a couple of y'all got the late call. But I appreciate y'all willingness to participate anyway. Again, Threaded is under Conjugate Entertainment Media Group. That is my brand. We have a number of podcasts and web series. Journal Journeys, Real Relationships, Straight Shooting. Check them all out. With that being said, let's get into it. Brosif, I'm going to let you kick off the reason why we want to do this topic for double standards. So I remember you hit me like last week or whatever, and you thought that was a good topic. Give a little background as to, you know, what we will be discussing as far as that goes.
So a little background. As to what we're going to be talking about is going to be double standards, how they apply to us ladies and gentlemen. Now, sometimes guys say things to women, women say things to guys, and we don't consider each other's point of view. Could we all agree on that?
Agree.
That's fat.
Agree.
I just got in, so I missed what you were saying before that.
Well, we're just getting into it, so don't worry about that part. Just he's introducing the topic, yeah. The double standards.
Okay.
But that's Jaya, everybody. She's back in. So, yeah. So, his point was talking about double standards and why certain things can come from a woman that can't come from a man, and certain things can come from a man that can't come from a woman. Whether it be certain things you say, whether it's dialogue or if you want to consider jobs, a man's job, woman's job, just, you know, double standards all around. So give me an example, Bosa.
So an example would be, let's say, well, I'll tell you a hot topic right now, how people are saying that men are being paid better than women in certain situations. That's you know what I'm saying? We're gonna warm up to it, but let's start with that one being the center of the attention. Right. Where you have situations where women are saying, oh, you know, I know a guy doing the same job is getting paid more than me. Maybe sometimes that's the case. Maybe he is, maybe not. But for some reason, that tends to be a thing. Now, let's talk about that. That's a situation where you have a female in the, I guess, the bad position. You have a guy who's supposed to be in the upper position in that matter. So, boom. Then you have, let's say, as it pertains from male to female, the male situation being, oh, well, if he does a certain type of job, he could be considered as being, you know, like sensitive or soft or something like that.
Right.
With the male nurse being an example, right?
Exactly. Like that? Exactly. Okay. Like that type situation. So.
All right. So with that being said, let's go with the first thing you said, the job thing. So I'm not, in my opinion, and I'm just kicking off, in my opinion, I don't think it's a male versus, it shouldn't be a male versus female thing. Being a male, I don't know. I can't say that I've experienced a situation where obviously I'm getting paid a certain amount and somebody else is doing the same job as me. Within my line of business, I have a lot of experience. So it shouldn't matter if it's a male or a female. And I say that because banking used to be, in a sense, a woman's job. I don't want to say a woman's job, but that used to be really, a lot of females used to do the banking thing before it turned into call centers and all of that stuff. Like, it was, from what I understand, it used to be kind of a female, you would assume that it was females doing the banking thing. So, but I've been in banking for, 12, 14 years, something like that now. And I think that it should go off of experience. And I don't think that, the issue is, for me, I feel like at my job, if I go to get another position within the company, I go to get another position, they're only going to increase my pay but so much based on what they think I'm going to accept. But if somebody comes in from the outside, they're likely going to pay them more anyway because they're trying to give them a really attractive offer for that same job.
Hey, real quick, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
So what if your lady was doing the same job and you found out that she was getting paid less than you? Would you approach that situation or would you just let that ride?
Would I approach it with who, the job?
Like tell her to say something about it or, you know what I mean? Like they would be comparing the two of y'all against each other.
Well, it depends on, that's a good example. So my wife and I got the same job like a year. She's been working at this job that she's at for a little over a year. We actually got the same job, but wow, they wouldn't hire us both because, you know, we're married or whatever the case may be. But they did give her a higher rate than me. Now, I don't know if that was them trying to make it like we're not going to treat women unfairly. I can't say that. Or if it was just they feel like she's got more experience. We've been and banking the same amount of time, and the field that the position was, I've been in that field a little bit longer. I wasn't upset. I couldn't care less. But they did offer her a little bit more than what they offered. It wasn't a whole lot more, but it was a little bit more than what they offered me. So if it was vice versa, it depends on how close it is. If it's like a huge gap, hell yeah, I'll be like, yo, you gotta fight for that. You gotta say something. You gotta approach that because they shouldn't be doing that just because you're a woman.
Right. And let me add to that because going off of the same question that you gave Wes, me personally, if I'm in that predicament and I see the female getting paid less, a lot of times I think it's a personality thing with me, but I would try to stir her up and tell her to say something. And then if she said something, I'll be there to back it up. I think the biggest thing for me is I'm not willing to fight for anybody who's not willing to fight for themselves, but I will be the one that's telling her, you need to push for this. Because a lot of times I feel like closed mouths don't get fed. And especially in today's world with the affirmative actions and you just calling things out, if you're thorough and you make them think that you're worth it, obviously you got to take it for the grain of salt since I'm a man. I haven't really been put in that position, but I think it could be addressed. And I think something would need to be said, obviously, on their part first. But
right. Yeah,
all right. I think the only problem you have is when you talk about employment and pay, you can't go to your employer and be like, well, you know, I know this person makes this amount of money because you're not supposed to do that in the work field.
Right. And that does make it difficult to address because you're not even really supposed to know what someone else gets paid. So it does make it difficult to address, but I think that if it is a couple, we'll say, if it's my wife and I know that, and I'm just throwing numbers out there, if I'm getting paid $60,000 and we're doing the same exact job and she's getting paid $45,000, I'm really going to have a problem with that because I'm going to say, yo, you got to say something to them because this that gap is astronomical. There's no reason for that gap to be that much different. If it was 60 and 58, I'm not really going to say a whole lot. I'm be like, all right, whatever. You know, maybe they it was something that they felt like they you didn't deserve that extra $2,000. But if we're talking $15,000, and it's my wife, and we're both going at this job, then we gotta address it. Now, for them, if we're already in the job and we get a raise or whatever, however it's addressed, maybe we get a raise, and my raise is so much better than hers, and it's not based on my performance, it's just based on the fact that I'm a guy, then again, that's something that we can address. But like you said, if you can't just be like, oh, I know Timmy and aisle four get paid $10,000 more than me, why am I not getting this much money? I think that there's a way to address that, and I feel like if it were me in that position, and I'm not, if it's Rachel and aisle four getting paid $10,000 more than me, I'm not going to go to my boss or HR or whoever and say, yo, I know Rachel get paid this much. I'm going to say, this is what I feel like I'm worth, and I feel like you should pay me this. If they hit me with nobody's worth that, then I might be in a terrible position because I'm going to be like, well, I know for a fact that somebody is paid.
You're going to throw Rachel on the
right, place. Right, exactly. But at the same time, I'm going to be like, well, I can't believe that's true.
I have a question for the other women, just for anybody who else may be listening. I want to know how y'all individually would approach that situation. Especially when you're getting a new job, would you look up how much people make, and then would you go in playing hardball saying, hey, I don't want anything less than this, especially if you know that it's a job that historically does give men more than women. What's the best way that you would approach that? Because personally, I think just going in there, I'm sorry, what?
Oh, no.
Okay. just going in there, not saying anything, I feel like, I mean, a lot of these places, you got some CEOs as men in power, so you just be allowing yourself not to get the proper pay. So, like, what are some ways that you have went about sort of erasing that gap, or what are some things that you think might be important to do?
I think you really have to address it in terms of worth. I know whenever I've gone out for a job, it's always a matter of what I'm making in my current position and where I'm looking to get, or what I feel like my skills are worth. So I may do a little research and see what the pay rate is for my position in whatever city, state, whatever demographic for that company, that area is. And then I kind of base it off of that. So if I'm going to change jobs, I'm not looking to make the same amount of the same dollar amount, the same salary. It's just not worth it. I have like a rule of thumb where if I'm not going to make at least 12,000 more, I'm not going for it. So yeah, at least that, I'm not going to make the move.
And that's regardless of what the man makes at the job.
Oh yeah, that's regardless. So, and for me, I don't base it off of the next person. You can't really look at what the next person has going for them because you don't know what their education is, what their skill set is. You have no idea what that person's background is when it comes to whatever industry you're working in. So at the end of the day, all you can really go off of is you and what your worth is, whatever you feel your value is, and what you have to contribute to that company in that role.
So to kind of piggyback off of that, if let's say you go on Glassdoor, I'm pretty sure everybody knows what Glassdoor is. If you don't know what Glassdoor is, Glassdoor is a website that shows you pay rates and different information on jobs. So let's say you go on Glassdoor and the range for your position that you want to apply for is, the gap is $25,000, but the job offers you the lower end of that gap. Do you fight to get to the higher, or again, if we're talking double standards, let's say you happen to know somebody that did that job, and that's the reason why you went for that job. You know somebody that was in that position, they're like, yo, I get paid $82,000, but when you glass door it and the range is 61 to 82, and they say, well, we're going to offer you 65, but the man that you know that told you about the job is getting paid 82, do you try to fight it based on your worth, or do you, and from what I would put it like you both.
That's the first thing.
You know this person, so you would assume that you know y'all worth is equal or pretty close to equal.
Well, not going off of assumptions, but maybe looking at that person's resume and having an understanding of their educational background, their skill set, and the work, the groundwork that they've put in within that industry, you know, that plays a role. But also, you never accept somebody's first offer. You decline that. They're
absolutely
always going to lowball you. That's just silly.
Not.
You never accept the first offer because they're always going to go for the low. It's a matter of the good, better, best. They're going to offer you something that they feel like is good. You can have whatever is best that's in mind, and you guys can settle somewhere in the middle. But you never take the first offer. That's always going to be low. That's
right,
just
but so and I agree with that.
Absolutely.
But I guess what I'm trying to say is, if you again, you know this person, y'all, that's Swanky. Say it's me and you. We know. I mean, we're not in the same field, but I'm saying we know each other's background for you know.
Yeah,
we know each other's background. So let's say we were in the same field. I'm doing the same thing that you do, whatever, and we know each other's background. And they offer me, or I'm at this job, and I'm getting paid $81,000. The max is $82,000. I'm getting paid $81,000. I'm like, yo, I really like this job. I think you should come over to the company. Whatever. I'm basically headhunting you. You come in, you interview, you get the job, and they say I'm offering you $63,000. You know that I get paid $81,000. You know that you're worth at least 80. Do you fight for 80, or do you? And again, they only offered you 63. Do you say I want 85, and hopefully they give you 80, or you say I want 82, and they give you 75.
Well, you know I'm competitive first and foremost, so I'm going to go over your head. I'm going to talk to you, have an understanding of the position and everything it entails, what you have to offer to that role. And then I'm going to skill market myself so I can get the higher bid. And if they don't want to take it, I still feel like I should place somewhere close to what you're doing. And if they don't, then I'm not going for it. If they want me, they'll come after me and they'll give me what I'm worth.
Now, do you feel, but now if they don't offer that though, are we under the assumption that they're doing that based off of the fact that I'm a man and you're a woman? Or
I don't really look at it like that. I don't attach myself to those labels. And, you know, some people might look at that as ignorance, but I don't get caught up in that. I don't look at gender. I live in a different world from everybody else. I don't look at gender. I don't look at race. Those kind of things have to be blatant. And
let me say this, though. Let me put this little tidbit in there. I think it's kind of, I don't want to say unfair, but I think it's because of your job and your background, you work in that type of so it doesn't, we can't include your comments. not holistically, but you get what I'm saying? Like you're the employer. So it's different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're in a position of power right
there.
Yeah,
it's a little bit different. So Kiki, what do you say?
All right. So listen, I actually don't think in our position that pay is gender-based. I say that only because I have experienced it. I started my job with a coworker from an old job with me. Another thing, a very, very smart thing, let me put it in there. You do not start a job or tell a job that you're not currently working. That's another thing. Because they'll always lowball you. They'll always lowball you because they think you're desperate for work. Two, when I started the position, they lowballed me completely. I, in turn, told them that I'm making such and such at my current job, and in order to maintain my household and my bills, I need to be exactly at this number. They ended up giving me that number. My friend that applied.
Wait.
She didn't.
This is a male.
You know
this is a guy.
No, this is a female. This is a female. And they lowballed her completely. And we were doing the same job. We started on the same day. We got trained the same. We had actually, believe it or not, she had better experience because she was in a management position at our previous job. And because she didn't fight for what she wanted, they lowballed her.
But you don't think so and what you're saying is that's not a, it wasn't a male versus female thing. It was just competitiveness and your drive to get what you needed.
Exactly. I feel like everybody has the power to accept what they will take and what they won't take. I do believe that in some positions, gender does matter, because if I go to a job interview pregnant, I'm not going to get the job over a man that's, you know, just right. A man, period. A male. I feel that them in my of 6 or 7 children or 5 children, that could also play a part in whether I get the position or not. So I feel like sometimes in situations, less is more, especially in an interview process and you're trying to negotiate funds.
Now, I have a question for y'all. Do y'all feel like there's any job where that disparity versus the male and the female pay grades is justified? Let's say
a warehouse.
Okay. What about like an athletic training thing, right? Male versus female athletic trainer. What about a CEO if they have like psychological studies saying that men take more risks and that risk may lead to better, outcomes for the company? Is there any time other than the typical warehouse where you're sort of lifting weights? Is there any time that you think that's warranted, or do you think it should always be, hey, you fight for it, it's individual basis, merit based?
I think it should always be like that. Like, you fight for it. And even in a warehouse.
Even in a warehouse?
Kind of like, so when I go in for the interview, you're hiring me. So why is it that you're going to pay a man more just because he can lift this or he can do that? Just like you said. So if it was like somebody, a fitness trainer or something, and they could lift more than a male could, why is he getting paid more than me just because he's a male and he looks like he can lift more than me?
I agree. And I think that in those cases, though, I think that as the employer, they should probably just not hire you. If they don't think that you're capable of pulling the same weight as, whether it's physical or you know, whatever else, if you can't pull your weight or carry right. yourself, you can't, I don't think they should hire you. So I think that's really, that comes down to the skill set. Like Swanky was saying, that's just the skill set. If you go into a warehouse and the requirement is that you have to be able to lift 50 pounds, it doesn't matter who you are. If it's me and Jay are going, the reality is they're probably going to hire me. If it's just the last position, they're going to hire me because they're going to look at me and be like, okay, we know that he can lift 50 pounds versus her. Not to say that she can't lift 50 pounds, but it's like, how many times am I going to lift the 50 pounds and how many times is she going to lift it before she like, all right, I'm sick of this shit.
First of all, I totally completely agree on that note completely. And I have to also say that I do some discrimination, and this is me. If I go to a nail salon and I see a man doing pedicures, I'm going to go to the woman.
I go to the man.
Only because I can't go to the man. I cannot go to the man because I feel like he doesn't. I have been hurt by men.
Wait, men is this emotional or is this physical?
It's emotional.
No, this is physical. This is physical. No, this is physical. It's not emotional. Men are aggressive massagers.
Like, really?
You, right? I can tell you, yes.
I feel like men are more gentle. No. Even male doctors are more gentle.
No. No. And I'm not even gonna be biased and say it's the Vietnamese men, but I'm just gonna say that I have been hurt. I have been cut. I have endured pain during pedicures, so I will not go to a man to service me when it comes to my pedicures. I will almost always go.
So
to
you
a
advocating
woman.
For women to be paid more now? Is that what I'm hearing? And that?
No,
I'm just saying in my situation. I'm not saying that in that situation. I told you I'm discriminatory. Saying that he should get paid less. I'm saying he may get paid less because maybe other people feel like me, or maybe he gets paid more because the other women on the line with us right now are saying that no, they would rather go to a man than a female. So I guess it could get, I don't know. I'm just saying in that situation, I'm discriminatory.
I respect what you say, but there is nothing like a man servicing a woman.
Now we're getting into it.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about. So with that being said, now we flip the script.
Uh-oh. Right? I think ultimately she's just saying that's a personal preference. So
that is a personal preference. I agree with that.
All right, but do you hit me a question like let's say again, when you see that male in the nail salon or whatever, do you look at him like, oh, like a woman would be better than him because that's a more like a woman's thing, or like doing the nails?
Well,
let me
say this: if these same women on the line with me right now would get their eyebrows done by a man,
but our barbers are sharp though.
Oh, hold on,
Hold on, I didn't say in a barbershop. I said.
Oh, okay.
So would you let a man put on eyelashes?
I could say,
all
fellas, if you got to get a trainer, how many of us is going to choose the woman trainer rather than the male? By your same logic, I could say the same
Absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely.
I'm sure you wouldn't want a penis in your situation.
So, let me say this then. Okay, so you applied that to the nail salon, right? Which that's not my...
Correct.
My genre, so I can't get into that. But does that go the same for the barbershop? So for the men, if we go to the barbershop and it's a woman barber.
Good one.
Well,
great one.
I'll tell you what.
Tell him.
When I was a young boy, my sister cut my hair once. But other than that,
you know the fact behind that. You said she cut your hair once.
Yeah,
you never decided to make that decision. We're not gonna say mistake, but that decision again. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that women can't cut, because I've seen some women that are dope. But
absolutely, I know
if it's a new barbershop and it's four dudes and a chick, I'm probably not going to wait for the chick. I'm probably just going to let the dude come.
And I wish I'd have had that same logic. Actually, something happened to me back when I was in college. It was the same situation, like four or five dudes and a chick. And you know me, I'm like, nah, man, I'm going to give her a chance. It's all cool. I walked out of there, got nicked three times. They're like,
yeah.
Oh. Even that right there, that's my But you can't really say that.
I know male barbers that nick all day. Nicholas, I know Nicholas.
Personal preference. Somebody who's
gonna nick you all up.
Yeah, I mean, hey.
I think it's based on experience. She ain't got no experience. I mean, that's how you got nicked.
But if you see niggas walking out of her chair with ill ass cuts, are you going to reconsider that woman?
But we're talking if you go in a barbershop, it's four barbers, two of the men are cutting, two of the men not cutting, and then the woman not cutting.
Yeah, that's,
you know what I'm saying?
You're not waiting for the woman.
Right. Okay, I understand.
You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure most guys are just going to go to the dude.
Patiently wait.
I'm going to go to the person that got the line.
Ain't that a fact?
That's true, too.
Exactly.
However, the barbershop, you could be in that joint for 4 hours.
Word.
So.
You can.
But I'm going to wait.
So I'm going to watch somebody else get their hair cut then first.
I've had an experience where I let a chick cut my hair. And it wasn't a bad cut, but I don't feel like... And it could have just been her as a barber. But I don't feel like it was crisp. I feel like it was like, damn, I probably should still wear my hat.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
my jaw
was cut down, but it wasn't like, I couldn't look in the mirror and be like, take a selfie. This the one. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was cut lower. It looked better than it was when I went in there, but it wasn't what I was expecting or what I was used to. So I mean, I think it's the same. When it comes to the, and yeah, I want to say that is a double standard, because I'm not saying that women can't cut. I've seen some dope ass women barbers. I've never been cut by a dope woman barber, but I've seen on Instagram or wherever else that it's some out there. Now, right. Now, I feel like women. If it's okay, so if it's a woman that can cut and she nice as shit when she cut, I feel like she feels with, if the barbershop, if we go to typically go to a guy and we pay 20 to 25, the woman feels like she should get paid 30 to 35.
Yeah.
But why though?
No, I'm not saying that should be the case, but I'm agreeing saying that they probably would feel that way because they are female, and it's like you said, like most guys don't expect for a female to be able to cut that good. So it's like, all right, so I just dice you, so you need to give me my money's worth.
But why? What makes her worth more than the other guy?
Because you underestimated her.
She don't know that. If I let her cut my
I think it's. I think it's more about maybe her clientele isn't as high of a level as the other barbers, the male barbers in the shop. So she still has to get her money, so she's just going to charge more.
Actually, though, because if her clientele ain't as high, she should want to give people the fair price so that she can get people in versus charge high so that she can cover her care fee or whatever. Like I think that's I'm just saying, I've seen it like that.
But what if and I don't know if that's minutes, if she spend an hour. I go to an hour haircut.
An hour haircut is not bad. But if she charged me $30 to $35 when we done, the sign said 25. Like, why I gotta pay you
That's true.
Time is money. I think that's ridiculous, because if you
amen.
Gonna,
yeah,
she probably have to charge
regular
price.
If you're gonna charge $30 to $35, you might as well just go to the guy next to her and pay $20 to $25.
But then she gonna feel like, oh, you underestimated.
If she do some extra stuff though, like if she put the dye on my head, or she do the
She gave you a home wash, blow dry, and a massage.
I shouldn't need another haircut until I'm in the middle of week four.
Facts. But if they have a sign in there, I'm going to point to the sign and be like, $25 haircut. I ain't going over it. You don't got $35 posted nowhere.
She had to tell me plus 10.
I'm just saying. Like, I'm saying I've seen that. But again, I'm gonna switch gears a little bit. It's still the same, you know, the same topic, but I'm gonna switch gears a little bit. So now, do y'all feel like, and again, this is completely, I just turned off. So do y'all feel like there are certain things that women and men should do in a relationship?
Are you saying gender roles?
Yeah, gender roles.
Oh, yes.
Okay, what are
I have a traditional mindset, so
here we go.
I am a woman. I want to be the woman. I will be the nurturer. I will be pretty and dainty and all that good stuff. Yep. Mm-hmm. Fix the car. Take the trash out. All that good stuff. Pay the bills, because I ain't no 50-50 kind of woman. All that. A lady has a place, and that's just how it goes. I'm not saying that if one person is better at something than the other, that it shouldn't flow that way. Like, if the woman is better at balancing the checkbook, then she should balance the books. If the man's better, then he should do it. But when it comes to certain things, I just feel like gender roles are appropriate.
Now let me.
That's just my purpose.
Let me give you an example. Let me give real quick before I know everybody's gonna have their own thing. But
I was just about to go.
But let me give you an example though. So So for a woman that lives, let's say she don't have kids, okay? She live on her own, got her own, whether it's apartment or house, whatever the case may be. Every 2 days or every week or whatever it is, she takes the trash out, right? Mm-hmm. She lives by herself. Right. She takes the trash out. She gets in a relationship with a guy, right. Whether they get married, they don't, whatever. They got a situation. They begin to live together. Is it the man has to take over that role, or is it like
yes,
I think the man should be asked.
Yes, you can take my trash out, please and thank you.
I don't feel as though a man needs to, right. You are required because you are a man that you need to take over.
I don't feel like I should ask you to take the trash out. Like, as a man, most men are raised to do those types of things around the house. So if we get into a relationship and we living together or whatever, like, as a man, I feel like you should want to take the, like, you shouldn't have your lady taking the trash out.
Is, as a woman, I am very self-sufficient. I'm independent. But exactly. On my own, as an individual, mm-hmm. I can do all these things. But when I have a man, it doesn't mean I should have to.
Yeah, I agree. And if you don't live together, if he's there, then that's just the gentleman thing to do.
Right. I'm not disagreeing. I agree with that, TT. But I'm saying if I don't know. I just want to know if that's a job that the man, outside of being gentlemanlike and chivalry and all of that, does that become his job? Is that his job to do?
Like, around the house, your job is like, okay, so, like, say hypothetically, like, around the house, my job is to cook, and your job is to take out the trash.
What if the man liked to cook, though? Is that, what if like, you got some skills in the kitchen? Does
I think that's one of those give and takes. If the woman's not a good cook, if the woman's not a good cook and the man is, then yeah, that's one of those trade offs where
he just does both.
The female will take out the trash.
No. Wait, no. If he can cook, he's cooking Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I'll cook Thursday and Friday.
Wait, why'd he get 3 days?
Because he can cook.
Because I said so.
Oh, that's the bullshit.
So if I had a man that could cook, if my man could cook and he's cooking during the week, I'm still not taking out the trash. Like, I'll clean.
Exactly.
Why would I want you to take the trash? Cooking and trash is you. How about dusting? I mean, as a right. woman, I'm gonna do the dusting, but you
and clean the windows and all of that. Yeah. But I'm not trying to. Like, I'm not taking. No, because then if the bag rips, like, then I got trash juice all over me. I don't.
Don't me ask this.
Okay. So we talking. If we talking dust, some people I know. Kiki is like a neat freak. I know that. I know Swanky is a neat freak. You know what I'm saying? Like, so they might dust on a regular, but most chicks ain't about to be dusting.
That's a fact.
It's just they're not about to do that. They're not about to be cleaning windows. It's just gotta be some women got that. That's just kind of like a part of who they are, but a majority of chicks aren't about to be dusting. And my thing is, even if they do, it's not like taking out the trash where you got to take it out twice a week. So,
yeah.
I don't think that's comparable. Let's say the women. Let's say y'all sick, right? And the house is getting crazy. And you know, and your man knows that you like the house a certain way. Is it should he dust?
First of all, you know I got OCD. So if my house is not going to be looking crazy, but if I come home from work and my house was clean before I left and you were sitting home all day?
Yeah, that's. I'm not talking about that. Well, the nigga shouldn't be sitting home all day if you work anyway. But aside from that, my thing is...
No, I'm talking about like a weekend, like a Saturday.
Well, I'm saying you've been out of it for a week and a half because you've been sick or whatever the case may be. Should he dust? Because my thing is, if he's sick for a week and a half, I bet you
he should dust if he want to dust. Like he should dust if he
want to. Nah,
I feel like
he can.
In
mop.
A situation he like can mop. That,
he can sweep.
In a situation like that, like all right, if I'm sick for 2 weeks and he knows, like I got OCD and I dust every other day. Like me, I like to vacuum. So, you know, I vacuum every other day. So if I'm sick and you see this little pieces of paper or a little piece of hair or something on the floor, you need to vacuum, even though that's my regular job. But I'm sick because if he's sick for 2 weeks, I'm taking out the trash. Like,
well, that's what I was getting at. Now, see, that's a good mentality to have. But most chicks think they're going to be like, it's still going to be expected for the guy to get up and take the trash out. They're going to be like, oh, it's only right there in front of the house. You can take it to the curb. I'm wrong? Am I wrong?
It's not all situations are like that. It's just a matter of taking care of your man, too.
No, right. You're right. It's not all situations are like that. But if we're taking a general consensus, I feel like a lot of women are going to be like, no, it's trash. I just don't take the trash out. That's not my job. I'm not doing it. So if the man coughing and sneezing and hacking up a lung, the trash only at the curb.
Yeah, because I can imagine myself saying, you ain't dying. You can take the trash out.
There it is.
There you
have
it. But did so, like, you what,
die? Did you say something? Let's say if you go to a friend's house, right, and you tend to go there more, you know, mm-hmm. I'm not going to say every single day, but you go there often. And you notice that, you know what I mean, it'd be trash, and the female takes it out as opposed to her boyfriend or husband. Like, would you say something to him? Or
who,
you...
Wait, that's a good question.
That's their household.
Who am I friends with, her or him?
Wait, yeah.
Who am I friends with, though, her or him?
Oh, you friends with?
Him.
If I'm friends with him.
Nah, talk about both.
Say yeah, both. Both.
If I'm friends with him, I'm gonna be like, bro, why are your girl taking exactly. the trash out? Like, exactly. What's up with that? But if I'm friends with her, I might not address it. Honestly, I probably just won't address it. I might bring it up like later down the line, like on some joke type time, mm-hmm. like, yo, you taking the trash out, nigga, sit, you know what I mean? On some type shit like that. But I'm not gonna address it because I don't wanna make it awkward for her. Like, damn, I have been taking the trash out and this nigga been sitting here. You know, like, I don't wanna cause no problems in nobody's relationship.
I don't think that I would address it only because that's their relationship.
It's none of my
right,
business.
So I don't know what yeah, else they may have come to. Like, she might take the trash out Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. He take it out Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday. So I'm not trying to step my foot and put my nose in their business
right.
when I don't really know what's
you
gotta
going on. You got to choose your are arguments. You judging them, though? Exactly.
You said what?
Are you judging them, though?
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely judging. Like, why he got her taking the... He going to sit there on the couch while she taking the trash out? And then she got company at that? Like, come on.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So that's what I'm saying. If it's the guy, I'm probably going to tell him, like, yo, what's up with that? And if he, like you said, if he come with, oh, nah, we got certain days, this is how we do, blah, blah, blah. All right, cool, I'm out of it. But if it's a chick, I'm probably not going to address it because I don't want her to all of a sudden grow balls and be like, yo, Wes said.
Wes said. And that's exactly how it would go, yeah, too.
Like, nah, like, if that's what y'all do, that's Wes, what y'all do. Don't try.
Wes take the trash out.
Take the trash out of his house.
Exactly. So I don't even want to go down that road. So I probably wouldn't address it if it was a chick. But if it was a dude, I'd probably like say something to him. Like if I go over Broseph, I know it ain't like that. But if I go over Broseph crib and I see TT taking out the trash, I'm like, this ain't something ain't right here. First of all, I know he wasn't raised like that. You know what I'm saying? But so it would have to be a reason. Like I'm automatically gonna think something's up. Like maybe hurt his ankle, he can't walk down the steps or whatever.
That's the only reason.
Or she might have wanted the trash out sooner than he was. Maybe he was going to take it out in an hour, and she wanted it out right then and there. So she
I've done that
to do it
times.
Rather than to wait.
Good point. Good point. Can I bring?
I've done that a million times.
That brings
me
to another point. So I had a conversation with a girl at work. This is just like yesterday, and she says, "Wes, guess what?" I said, "I'm like, what's up?" She like, so my husband was sick. It's her husband, and they got a baby that's about to be one. She's like, my husband was sick all this time, and I was taking care of him, making him soup. He didn't have to move and do all of this stuff, blah, blah, blah. She's like, so once I caught it from him and I got sick, I asked him, could he wash the dishes? And he complained so much. She was like, he said, why I gotta wash the dishes or something like that. And then she was like well, baby. I'm sick, and I took care of you all of this time. So basically, she put up a fuss, and then finally, he was like, oh, I'll do it. And she was like, well, can you do it now? He was like, nah, I'm going to do it when I'm ready. And so she got up, did it herself. And so then he was like, in the middle of her washing the dishes, he came up and was like, all right, I'll take over. And she was too pissed off at that point. She was like, nah, I got it. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it.
Of course.
So I'm going to put myself in this situation. When my wife asks me to do something, it doesn't matter who it is. Let me just say that. It doesn't matter who it is. If somebody asks me to do something that I know that they're very capable of doing, I'm going to look at them stupid. Like, you got to be fucking kidding me. Like, why wouldn't you just do it? And I say that because, no bullshit, and this is a real live example, my wife and I, everybody knows we got a baby. So we'll be in the bed. The baby will wake up and be fussing. It'll be time for her to have a bottle. My wife will wake me up and say, can you make her a bottle? Why the fuck you couldn't get up and make the bottle? This ain't no secret, because she know, but this is just that's just how I feel. But my thing is,
take turns making the bottles?
We need to hold back.
Exactly, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I can see if I made the bottle, the last two bottles before the baby went to sleep, and here I am, baby wake up crying, I wake up because the baby's crying, you still sleep, I'm gonna wake you up like, yo, can you go get the bottle? Like, I'm tired too.
Yeah, we both gotta work tomorrow.
But you gonna wake me up? No, like, don't wake me up.
It's not my fault that you didn't wake up.
You did everything, absolutely.
You made the baby too, Wes.
Huh?
So what if the guy made the last two bottles?
Oh, but no,
you wake up and let's say the guy made the last two bottles. You sleep because you had a day or whatever, and you ask him if he can make another bottle. But the kicker is, you ask him and he gets upset at that point. Like, does he deserve to be upset, or does he not? You see what I'm saying? Like, he done made the last two joints. Technically, it would be for you to make. You know what I mean? It would be cool.
Your turn, in a sense. Yeah.
I ain't gonna say expected, but it would be cool if you return a favor at this particular point. But you know what I'm saying? You was just like, nah, I'm tired. Yo,
and he woke up first. And he woke up first. But he
woke
you up.
So you said if he woke me up?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, I'm going to be upset. I'm going to go make the bottle. I'm going to make the bottle.
There goes the double standard.
No, it's not though, because he said that you made the last two bottles. So you made the last two.
No, he said he made them. He made them.
That's what I'm saying. He made the last two.
Yeah,
I'm asleep.
He
woke
me
up. Yes, I'm upset because you woke me up, but I'm going to go make the bottle. Like, I'm not going to fuss at you about it.
Exactly.
I'm just going to fight that you woke me up. Like, dang, I was having a good dream, and you woke me up. So I understand you being upset, but you like, not. Well, why you came? Well, nigga, you up now.
Now we both.
Yeah,
up.
But only one of us needed to be up.
But that's selfish.
Personally,
well, then next time I act like we both sleep then.
I'm not gonna lie, that's what I do.
Yeah. Until it wakes you up. I hate you.
I'm not gonna front. I'll be like, just don't. I don't say nothing. I act like I ain't here. But first of all, the thing is, I know that she know because I'm a dumb light sleeper, right? So I know she know what I'm doing. She know I'm awake because I sleep so light. So it's not like she like, oh, the nigga still sleep. She like, this dumb nigga, like, act like he don't want to get out. I know this nigga.
Uh-huh.
But my thing is, I just don't like for people to ask me to do stuff when I know that they can do it.
Yeah, and let me chime in. Personally, I'm not going front. I don't care if you made the last three. I feel as though if you up, stop being petty. Get up. It's my kid just like it's yours. If I'm up, I'm going to do it. If you up, you would do it. That's really how
it really should
feel.
Be simple as
that's nine. Where you would have me messed up.
I got a question. Yeah. Question. Because, okay.
So if you see a sink full of dishes and you walk by it, are you being petty for not just stopping and doing them?
Personally?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do the dishes, personally. But by the same token, it's like, yeah, if you see some dust on it, or how about this? I'm going to take it back real quick. Because y'all was like, what if it's dishes there, and she asked me to do the dishes, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do it on my time, and she upset. Personally, I'm going to tell her, all right, if you won't get upset, do the dishes yourself. But I really feel as though, like, at the end of the day, I'm just trying not to be as petty as possible. You know what I mean? Right. Like, when you're being petty, you're going to cause problems, you're going to cause arguments. I don't like the double standards. If I'm by the dishes, I do the dishes. If you buy the dishes, if you did the last three times, do the dishes. It's not going to kill you. It take like
10 minutes. No. See, if I ask you to do something,
no,
like with the little dragging your feet and doing it on your time, if I'm asking you to do something, I want you to do it now. If I didn't want you to do it now, I wouldn't ask you to do it.
Whoa. You my girl or my mom, though?
Well, here's the thing. Raising a child is different.
Wow.
Wait a minute. If I'm taking care of the baby all day and you come home, and better yet, we both working and we both got to get up. We both work 40 hours a week. Then we both need to take time to take care of this child. It's not just a woman's responsibility to raise the baby. You very help make agree. It, you help raise it. So you get very, up and make that bottle. Agree. I stay very up and I got to get up early and take her to daycare or something. Homeboy, you helping too. Get up and make that bottle.
But okay, I agree with that. I'm not disagreeing with any of that. But my thing is, if like, why wake me up though? Like, that's my thing, I don't mind
because I gotta get up stuff. Early,
right? I feel like if I'm young,
we
should both have to be up,
but she gotta get up with the baby.
Why we both gotta be up though?
Because it's both for our child, we made this baby together, so we need to be up together.
I can wake you up, right? I could wake you up, and if I'm going, I could be like, yo, the baby,
I'm gonna be up anyway. I'm not gonna sleep through the baby crying,
First of all, we just found out that if you married the West, so
I'm gonna fake sleep through it. Like,
and that's why I will be waking him up.
Yeah, fake sleep through it. So exactly. So you've been waking up for 5 days. You understand what I'm saying? Because he been fake sleeping.
But no, hold on. Let me wait.
We pick you up on day like.
But wait. Let me have my argument though. And all of y'all know me, so don't. It's not like I come home and don't do shit. So I come home, I might cook, I might clean. I every day I help the kids with homework. You know what I'm saying? It's not like I'm coming home and not doing shit. You know what I'm saying? And some days I gotta get up and be to work at 7, when you gotta be to work. She gotta be to work at 8 or 7:40, whatever. I got to be to work at 7, so I'm getting up earlier anyway. So I feel like there's a certain level of respect and compromise to where she shouldn't be able to work.
Well, I can say
not if she, listen, if you could sit there, you could clean, you could cook, you could do all that. For 5 days straight, I'm waking up in the middle of the night, I'm breaking my sleep before I got to go to work.
You waking up for 3 minutes.
That's not, maybe it's not 3 minutes.
Oh, no, my daughter, she need a bottle. She get the bottle. We're not talking a breastfeeding forever. We make the bottle, give it to her, and we lay back. That's it. So it's not even 3 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Like, she just happens to be one of those good babies to where, you know what I mean, you get that situation. But in my situation, that's what it is. So my thing is, again, I'm not talking about I'm coming home and I'm not doing all, I'm sitting in my man cave all day. I come home, I do work, homework with the kids. You know what I'm saying? And this ain't like a thing against my wife, because that's not, I'm just giving you examples because we got it down packed. We cool. But I'm just saying, example wise, I come home and do the stuff that I do. It's not like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not putting a whole lot of weight on her to do a whole bunch of stuff and then also have to get up in the middle of the night. You know what I'm saying? All the stuff that I'm doing during the day should cover me being able to sleep.
That's cool. I just feel like we should be up together. Like, I don't think it's fair that you get to sleep peacefully when I gotta get up and drag myself all the way downstairs.
You don't think that's selfish?
To make this box.
Exactly.
Don't
think
it's selfish. Yes, it's very selfish for you to be sleeping.
Somebody
for
else.
You to be sleep? Yes, it's very selfish.
No.
Listen, I feel like if that's the perspective, all y'all feel like the whole shit has to go down because the baby needs to get fed, like, maybe, I don't know, you got to rethink having kids or something. I don't know. Like, for my first year, I nursed. And for a good portion of that year, I didn't do bottles. So it was me getting up and doing feed-ins. And that was my preference. But, like, I wasn't waking my daughter's dad up to say, oh, you got to wake up because I got to be up. That was just a responsibility I had, and I took that on. And because I was her source of eating, that's just what had to happen.
But that's different too.
Yeah, I understand that. But we talking bottles.
But what,
do you feel, Swanky, do you feel like you gotta, at some point, okay, well, you get up, it's your turn. Is there ever a point where that's the case? If you wake up naturally because you heard her crying or whatever?
Listen, I think I'm just a unicorn in this group. Like, I don't know. That's my baby. That's my responsibility. Like, I'm going to get up and make sure she's straight regardless.
But I don't think that any of them are saying.
A unicorn.
Because I know Jay is saying, Jay is not even saying. Jay is saying she'll get up and do it, but she's going to wake your ass up anyway.
Exactly.
So it's not that I'm not taking the responsibility. I mean, well, first, like, we this is just as much your responsibility as it is mine. Number one.
True.
But exactly. I'm not saying I won't take responsibility to go downstairs, make the bottle. But if I have to be up, like, I don't understand why you don't have to be up if I have to be up. Like, I'm getting up every night to make bottles, and you're sleeping peacefully, and then you wake up and you go to work, and then I got to go to work tired because I had to get up. Why is it not that we both got to go to work tired because you were up too?
So is it a solution that for me, like I said, I'm a light sleeper. So if I don't get up and make the bottle, but I wake up when you wake up to feed her, is that good enough?
Well, how I feel about like, you check the diaper, make sure she not wet.
I gotta do something. I gotta do something. It ain't no.
Get up and do something.
Nigga, start making breakfast. We hungry. We hungry.
You be up.
Start cooking.
You gotta cooking.
It's 3 a.m.
I want some bacon.
Oh hell no.
Well, no. I feel like that might be difficult because there's some females out here that if you're awake. And they still gotta go make the bottle. You just gonna sit there and watch me make. You just gonna sit here and watch.
Yeah,
me
yeah,
the baby.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a. It's not really. You can't really win. But me personally, I would be fine if you were up because then it's like after I make the bottle, I can hand the baby off to you, and now you can feed the baby.
Now again, let me give you another portion of my argument. Don't get it twisted. Some nights the baby, well, not much anymore, but there will be nights where she will get up. And the baby would be fussing, and she just couldn't get the baby calmed down. And I would get up and be like, "Here, give her to me," and I'd take her downstairs and let her get some sleep. I think I deserve to sleep through the bottle.
But you be fake sleeping. You don't.
Yeah, get to him to go back to sleep though. Like, she gotta be up. That's petty. What if it takes him like 20 minutes?
I don't think this is a legit argument because he don't be sleep for real. You be fake. You.
But that's because. But that's
be fake sleeping.
You asking me to get up and do something that you can do.
That's because
I don't feel like that's right.
Oh God!
But that goes back to taking out
this
the trash.
I can take the trash out myself. Yeah, this
but
is...
I'm asking you to do it.
What if he asks you to do the bottle? Is that cool? Because like you asked him to do everything. Do he ever ask you? And it's just I ask you, listen, or is that only on your part? I'm just curious.
No, if you ask me to do something, then. Yeah, I'm gonna do it.
At that moment, it should be that.
Exact, like right then and there.
9 times out of 10, yes, because you wouldn't ask me right now if you didn't want it done right now.
Exactly. Well, if it didn't bother you, exactly.
If I could wait, you would just wait to ask me.
Exactly. If it's equal parts, then okay, y'all can see your argument. But I don't feel like my thing is if I say if I'm coming to the house and it's dishes in the sink and I'm like, man, these dishes ain't washed yet. Yo, can you wash the dishes? You feel like she should...
No, that's disrespectful. How you gonna walk in the house?
Whoa. You said he was gonna do the same thing, right?
Walking in the house? Like, soon as you come home, the dishes in the sink?
Do I gotta sit down for 10 minutes or 15?
I'm going off of Kiki's example, because Kiki said homeboy was home all day, right?
So
my thing is, I come in the house, the dishes ain't done. It might not even be a lot of dishes. It might be 2 plates and 2 cups. What you know what I'm saying? What do is it okay for me to say, yo, can you wash these dishes? And then she has to do it right then and there, or how do you address that?
See, in a situation like that, if you've been home all day, like she was saying, if you've been home all day and it's dishes in the sink, I would say
That's an argument.
Like you've been home all day.
Why does it have to be an argument though?
Why does it have to be an argument?
What if that person has been sitting home all day doing?
But what if they're all day? What if they work 70 or 80 hour weeks and it's their day off and they get a little downtime and all they do is work, 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 work.
Why is it that they cannot sit on their ass and do nothing because they deserve
you couldn't
to do
take 5 minutes?
Nope.
To-
if it's
nope.
a Saturday,
nope.
y'all know what work is.
I want to do it when I feel like it. I don't have to do it before somebody
gets
home.
No, that's ridiculous. If I work 10 hours or whatever on a Saturday, and you've been home those 10 hours on a Saturday, and I come home and it looks a mess the way that it did when I left. Like, you didn't do anything. Like, that's ridiculous.
Right. So,
everybody's entitled to a breather once in a while. But
the example.
Absolutely. No, I didn't say he needed to. First of all, we're talking about two cups and two plates in the sink. Two cups, two plates in the sink.
That's what I was about to get out, bro. So here's my thing.
Did I do?
We're talking. Y'all ate breakfast together. And so that's where those dishes came from.
Okay.
So you left, went to work, whatever you did. It didn't have to be to work. You were just going all day. And you came home and those same breakfast dishes is in the sink. Is that a...
First of all, you know my OCD and how it's set up. I would have washed before I went to work.
Those two plates in the cups, that wouldn't have fazed me none. Now, if it was a sink full of dishes, yeah. But if it was just two plates in a cup,
Is that all the dishes you got?
Yes, that's what we're talking.
Like in the house.
That's the scenario.
But I'm saying for the dude y'all, he got up, made breakfast, y'all ate, whatever, and then he bounced for whatever, however long period of time. He come home and it's 7 o'clock, and he said, "Yo, can you wash the dishes?" Is he wrong?
If he comes to the
her
door,
scenario, yeah. I heard is. Huh? So what was hers? What was she doing?
No, he. This, she the was guy home all is day? The one that's out. And she's home all day.
Okay, and
doing whatever. I don't know what she's doing.
Okay.
But she wasn't washing dishes. Okay. So when he get home, he sees the dishes in the sink. Is he in his right to say?
Yeah. Is he wrong for saying it? No, she doesn't.
I think he didn't say, "Hey, how you doing?" First, give me a kiss.
Right.
No, yeah. I'm talking about a time.
You could talk about
some
dishes.
See, it sounds like you just said he walked in and said, "Yo, can you wash these dishes? Like, can you grate me?"
Yeah, can you wash my dishes? Like,
I'm just saying he come in and say. Hey, babe, because most people don't walk into the kitchen anyway, so he's not going to see it. So he come in, "Hey, babe, what's up? How was your day? Everything's cool, blah, blah." He go in the kitchen to get a beverage, and the dishes in the sink. And he like, "Dag, what you do all day?" Or not even dag. It's like, "What you do all day?" She like, "Oh, I ain't do nothing. I sat here and watched Maury all day." And he like,
"And then
he's
like, why you ain't do the dishes?"
And he go, "You know, well, can you wash these couple dishes in here?" Should she get up right then and do it, or is she good
yes.
to be like, "All right, I'm cool. Yeah, I'll do it, but you know, let me watch this last two episodes."
See, and that's the thing that I think that we were missing when he was like, "Are you my girl? Are you my mom?" It's one thing to say, like, if you ask me to wash the dishes, and I'm like, "Yeah, I'll do it in a minute," but I feel like, and this might be back to the whole topic, guys don't say, "Give me a minute," or something like that. You'll just be like, "All right." And then you're going to do it tomorrow.
And don't worry. Exactly.
But if you're both waiting. And he's online. We can't stop.
What's the difference, though?
What do you mean, what's the difference?
Just because he didn't say, give me a minute. He said,
okay.
He never said no. He just said.
If you say okay, that gives me the impression that you're about to do it right now.
Oh, no. Right. And we both laying in the bed about to go to sleep. And them dishes are still in the sink. The whole time, I'm thinking, this ninja did not wash these dishes. Any woman is sitting in her bed like this, he ain't getting none. He better not even touch me.
First of all, if we want some, we going to go wash the dishes anyway. You ain't got to worry about that. You say you wash the dishes. All right. And I know I got an agenda. I'm going to wash them. I'm coming back with soapy hands.
Are you going to wash them right away or are you waiting an hour? Are you going to wash them right away or are you going to wait an hour?
No, right away. Right away. Because I'm trying to get some. I know. If it's, especially if we in the bed, it's 10:30 and she talking, you know what I'm saying? Like, "Oh, you forgot to wash the dishes. Oh, all right. I'll be right back." I'll be the fastest fucking dishwasher.
it's gonna be It's gonna be soap all on the dishes.
Listen, they clean.
Everybody got diarrhea the next day.
They clean though.
Damn.
And that's the important. With me, I'm. To be honest, if it's me and my wife, I'm. I'd be like, all right, but I'm not gonna wash the dishes. I'm gonna put them in the dishwasher. That's me.
I can't.
I feel like that's sufficient.
No, it's just gonna stink in the dishwasher.
No, he gonna run the dishwasher.
No, I'm gonna run it.
Oh, well, he gonna run it. Oh, okay, all right,
dishes,
all right.
I'm not gonna do that. But if it's a sink full of dishes, okay. I'm gonna fill it in and you know wash them.
Because I don't think washing dishes is the same as putting them in the dishwasher and keeping it pushing, and not. Turning the dishwasher on. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? Just getting them out of the sink.
Sometimes I'll do that because I don't want to run the dishwasher at night and we have to hear the noise. So in the morning, I'll come and just press the button.
But that's a different circumstance, Wes. So why'd you bring it up?
Because I'm telling you what I would do.
That's different if you can't run it at night because of this whole situation. But if it's two dishes in there and that there's nothing else in the dishwasher and you left those four dishes because you didn't want to wash it, but you didn't want it to stay in the sink because you didn't want her to bitch at you.
I wouldn't bitch over two dishes. Like, now two dishes, I will wash myself. Like, I'm not going to be upset that you didn't wash two dishes. But if it's, like, dishes, like, legit dishes, like, I cooked dinner, we ate, and now the dishes are all there, and I asked you to wash the dishes, then that, all right, I can, that'll be something.
All right. I mean, I guess, like I said, it's a difference of opinion, but I don't know if it's, I feel like the guys is all on one side and the females is on the other side, yeah. But.
Yeah.
All but the unicorn.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
You need to capture that unicorn.
Yes, all but the unicorn. Exactly. All but the unicorn.
Yeah, I feel you. All right, well, we are at 66 minutes, so I appreciate y'all participating. The chat didn't necessarily come to a close, but we've been doing this for some time, and we could
basically women work harder than men and get paid less. Okay,
you just fucked the whole podcast up. Nah, but I really do appreciate y'all. You know, I know it's later in the evening. It ain't 10:30 yet, but it's later in the evening. I appreciate y'all hopping on with me. Everybody will get an invite again. It may be the same cast, may not be the same cast. We'll mix it up, whatever. But I definitely appreciate y'all getting on with me. And the say all end all will be that double standards exist. Some of them are reasonable. Some of them aren't. And women shouldn't wake me up in the middle of the night for no reason.
Preach.
Oh, Lord.
Get up. Oh, no.
Don't make me call Kelsey.
Oh, no.
Call her. I wish she was down here.
I know. Yeah. But, like, he be fake sleeping.
Listen, this show I'm going to be posted tomorrow. She's going to hear it tomorrow. So I'm going to be up the next couple nights, I'm sure.
He be fake sleeping.
Yeah, I fucked up. All right, y'all. Yeah, I'm gonna wrap it up. But Conjugate Entertainment, Threaded, we out of this joint. Y'all can say bye.
Peace.